好感谢主，我哋又有机会喺网上同弟兄姊妹喺埋一齐敬拜服侍主。
We thank and praise the Lord that we have an opportunity to meet online to worship and to serve our Lord.
如果你头先留意刚才播出嚟嘅嗰首嘅诗歌嘅话咧，你会发觉到里边有一句嘅诗词咧，系应该系好摸着我哋嘅心嘅。
Now, if you paid attention to the hymn that we sang, there were some lyrics that may have touched us deeply.
佢话佢将我嘅生命咧藏喺佢爱嘅深处，354首。
And it says there that
The last line
his love was
behind
deep
my life in the depth of his love.
That he hid his love within the depth of his love. He hid my life within the depths of his love.
我觉得呢个真系一个好大嘅一个福气。
And indeed, this is such a wonderful blessing.
所以咧，我今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹咧继续交通一个题目。
And so this morning, I would like to continue sharing on a topic of the secret of abiding in the Lord.
我哋都喺主嘅面前有一段嘅日子，同弟兄姊妹交通到以住喺主里边，同埋要住喺主里边为题目。
And so we've shared in the past several meetings that we must abide in the Lord. We shall abide in the Lord.
系，咁我哋都系以住喺主里边，同埋要住喺主里边为题目，系交通嘅。
So we've shared about abiding in the Lord and needing to abide in the Lord.
嗱，因为能够住喺主嘅里边。是一件非常蒙福的事情。
Because indeed, to be able to abide in the Lord is such a wonderful blessing.
正如那首诗歌就是说，我们能够在祂的里面，就是在祂的大爱的里头，被遮盖，被掩护，被保护。
And like it says in the hymn that we are able to be hidden in his love, to be protected, to be cared for.
大家都记得我们曾经用过诗篇第91篇第一节来交通的，是吗？那里说 主应许过我们说，住在至高者的隐密处的人，必住在全能者的荫下。
And we've shared in the past Psalm 91:1, where it says, one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will lodge, abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们又用过新约约翰福音15章第四节嗰度话，你要常喺我里边，我也常在他嘅里边。
Also in John 15:4, one translation reads, "Remain in me, and I in you." Also to abide in me, and I abide in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就要好留意嘅圣经嗰度讲话，你哋要常住喺我里边。这个要字系好紧要嘅。
And so the word in Chinese is must. There's that word must, you must abide in me. That word must is very important.
英文嗰度就冇呢个字，但系我觉得中文咧翻得非常之好，就系你哋要常喺我嘅里边。
So the Chinese translation is very important that it adds this word must. You must abide in me.
如果我哋从远处嚟睇咧，好似呢个系一个有条件嘅命令啊。
And so from far away, it seems like this is a commandment with a condition.
但系如果我哋近嚟睇咧，呢个实在系一件无条件嘅爱嘅要求。
But when we come closer, we see that this requirement is without condition.
同时咧，我亦都可以睇见啊，原来住喺主嘅里边系神对佢嘅儿女们嘅一个要求。
That we see that to abide in the Lord, to abide in Him is a commandment, a request of the Lord's.
系啦，但系同时咧， 住喺主里边，亦系神嘅儿女们去配合神嘅要求嘅一个嘅蒙福嘅举动嚟。
But in fact, it's for the children of God, it is an action to complement to complement his commandments to do what he says.
嗱，正如今日医生同我哋讲话，嗱，你出街要戴口罩啊，要勤洗手啊，要有6尺嘅距离啊，咁样样。
Just as if we were to listen to the doctors, the health advisors right now, that we need to have social distancing. We need to stay, you need to wear your face mask. You need to stay 6 feet apart.
咪有啲人唔戴口罩，咁佢就觉得，即系你个命，你咁叫啫，我唔中意听你啊。
And some may say, well, that's just for you to obey. That's not for me to obey.
啊，但呢个系好负面嘅一个嘅态度啊。
But this we see is a very negative attitude.
但系如果我哋正面嘅嚟睇，呢一个要求系一种嘅关怀，系唔想我哋染上病嘅一个劝告嚟嘅。
But if we look at it positively, this is actually a warning and a way of caring so that you do not contract any disease.
今日主同我哋讲话，你要常喺我嘅里边，正系因为佢爱我哋，唔希望我哋行差踏错，唔希望我哋离开佢。
So when it says we must abide in him, it's so that we do not stray away and that we would do something wrong.
主是将祝福俾过我哋嘅。
And the Lord has given us such blessings.
佢是为着我哋属灵嘅生命，俾我哋多一层嘅保，另外一层嘅保护。
It's for our spiritual life so that we have an extra layer of protection.
所以佢要求话，你哋要常住喺我嘅里边。
And so his requirement is so that we must abide in him.
但虽然我哋知道呢，信咗耶稣嘅人喺地位上边已经系喺主嘅里边噶啦。
And even though for us who have believed in Jesus, our position is already in Christ.
但系喺实际嘅生活上边，我哋唔能够唔承认，我哋好容易跌倒，好容易失败，好容易走错路，而且被呢个世界掳去。
But practically speaking, in our everyday lives, we find that it's very difficult to not trip and fall and to be taken away by this world.
是的，加上人性的软弱和魔鬼在后面的吹波作浪，我们很容易就会跟主背道而驰的了。
And so because of the weakness of the nature of man and all the scheming and the trickery of the enemy, it's very easy for us to turn away from the Lord.
很多时候顺境来的时候，我们可以满口讲话，跟随主，跟随主。
And so when things are going very well, we can very easily say, oh yes, follow the Lord, follow after the Lord.
如果没有危险，又没有反对的声音，你可以满口的话要住在主里面，这个是很方便的讲法。
And when there are no dangers, nothing wrong going on in your life, it's very easy. Yes, we must abide in the Lord.
但一旦有什么事情发生啊，你健康出现问题啊，生意失败啊，或者感情发生冲动啊，冲击啊，这样样。那要住在主里面那个心智呢，就不知道去了哪里了。
But when difficulties arise, when you have difficulty at work, difficulty in your relationships or your health, then, to say, oh, we must abide in the Lord, then it becomes difficult.
要住在主里面的实际呢，也都无法可寻。
The practicality, the reality of living to abide in Christ becomes very far away.
不过这个是讲我，是我自己的失败的情况。
And I'm speaking to you about my experience, my own failures.
就着这个这样的思维呢，所以今早早我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通这个题目，就是怎样保守自己常住在主的里面呢。
And so with that line of thinking, I wanted to share today on how we can keep on abiding in the Lord.
Yeah, 这个题目我就叫它做住在主里边的秘诀，这样。
And so the title of this sharing today, I've titled it as The Secret of Abiding in the Lord.
其实都不是什么秘诀，而只是一条路给我们行的。
And in fact, it's no secret at all, but rather a way for us to walk.
所以我们要读几节的圣经。首先那一处呢，在约翰福音15章第7节，请弟兄姊妹打开你的圣经，和我们一起读。约翰福音15章第7节。
So if you read along with us, first scripture will be in the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 7.
那里说，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求，就是祷告，就给你们成就。
And it reads, if you remain or abide in me, my words remain, abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
第二处的圣经是箴言书8章13节。
And the other scripture is found in Proverbs
8:13。那骄傲、狂妄、并恶毒以及乖谬的口，都为神所恨恶。
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate.
请我们再一次低头祷告。Let's
once again bow for a word of prayer.
求我们的主，你显出你自己的能力在我们的中间。Lord,
may you manifest your power in our midst.
让我们读过你自己的话，但愿你用你自己的话在我们的心里边来做工，叫我们不单止反省，并且因着你自己的话。
Lord, that we've read your word and may your word allow us to examine, reflect on ourselves, that it would bring shed light on us.
让我们都来到你的面前，就是求主你将这段时间分别为圣。
Lord, that we would come before you today and that you would separate us from this world.
但愿你将你的荣耀呢，亦都喺度彰显。
And that your glory would be manifested. And we pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. And
so this morning, I would like to use 3 points to share with brothers and sisters.
第一点呢，就是要做一个对的人。
And the first is to be first point is to be a godly and just man.
第二点呢，是以神的话为我们生活的根据。
And the second is for us to abide in the Lord by his word.
第三点呢，是藉着常常祷告，进入到，住入到去主的里边。
And the third point is to abide in the Lord by prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，怎么样？ 常保持我们在主里面的秘诀呢，就第一件事就要紧的，就是我们要做一个对的人。So
the first method or first way we must follow in order to be one who abides in the Lord is to be a godly and a just man.
咁你话咩叫做对的人啊？
So you may say, well, what does it mean to be a godly and just man?
是不是有个对的人，就有个不对的人呢？
So if you say there is a just man, then there must be an unjust man.
对的人的意思就是说，你是按照着神的旨意来活的，一个这样的人。
And to be a godly and just man, you have to be one who is walking and doing things according to God's commandments.
而你这个人又在别人的身上边，从你的身上边可以睇见神的一个这样的人。
And One must be one who from others can see God in you and in your actions.
那就用我哋新約嘅話咧，呢個就係一個敬虔嘅人，一個像神嘅人。
And so in the New Testament terminology, to be a just man is to be a godly man, one who is after God.
好，好，好，从你嘅身上面睇见神嘅一个咁样嘅人。
And from you, your person, God can be manifest. God can be seen through you.
但系一个敬虔嘅人，佢系一个敬畏神嘅人。
And for to be a godly man, you must be one who reveres, fears God.
所以头先我哋读嘅嗰节嘅圣经，第十个 slide 啊，箴言书八章十三节。
So just as that verse that we read earlier in Proverbs 8:13.
当然啦，箴言书一开始嘅时候就话敬畏耶和华系智慧嘅开端。
And we know in Proverbs it begins with the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom.
但系箴言书八章十三节嗰度就话俾我哋听，敬畏耶和华嘅人系一个点样样嘅一个人。
But here in Proverbs 8:13, it tells us what type of person is one who fears the Lord.
同埋佢就係一個唔做唔活喺一個神唔喜悅嘅一個咁樣生活嘅一個咁樣嘅人。
And this person is one who would live a life that is not displeasing to God.
咁耶和華最唔中意嘅係乜嘢呢？
And so what is it that displeases? What is it that the Lord hates?
就係神恨惡邪惡、驕傲、狂妄、並惡道同埋乖謬嘅口。
And so it says here for us, he hates evil. He hates pride and arrogance, the evil way, and the perverted mouth.
简单嚟讲就话呢啲系神所唔中意嘅。咁我哋今日如果要做一个敬虔嘅人，系一个敬畏神嘅人，呢啲嘅事情一定要远离我哋。So
simply put, to be one who is godly, we must do things that does not displease God. So we must stay away from all of these things that are listed here.
換句話嚟講咧，一個敬畏神嘅人，佢哋係有神以神嘅智慧行事嘅。
And so, in other words, a man of God, a person of God, would act according to God's wisdom.
佢係誠信可靠嘅，行為正直嘅。
And he's trustworthy, one who is reliable.
佢又充滿愛心，為人謙卑，遠離惡事嘅。
And he is one who departs from all evil things and evil ways.
並且佢係謹慎言行，隨時咧係做講造就人嘅好話嘅。
And he is one that is diligent and does not speak ill of others.
咁喺聖經嘅裏邊咧，有好多咁樣嘅例子啦。約瑟係其中一個典型。
And we know that there are many such people in the Bible, and Joseph was one such person.
那他的事迹呢,都记载在创世纪37章到49章的里面。
And so we recall that his life is recorded for us in the book of Genesis, chapters 37 to 49.
因为这个故事太好长好长呢,我今天一定不 唔能够好详细咁样教通，但系请弟兄姊妹咧，你翻翻屋企，你读经嘅时候，你灵修嘅时候，你再睇37章到49章，咁你就知道约瑟嘅整个嘅故事。And
so because his story is so full and rich and long that we do not have time to fully go into detail about it, but brothers and sisters, when you go back, have time to read Genesis 37 to 49 to find out more.
不过呢，我可以用几节嘅圣经喺诗篇里边summarize，即系将佢嗰个一生可以总结一下嘅。
But we can use a few passages, a few verses in Psalms to kind of sum up his life.
詩篇105篇第十七節到二十一節。
If we go to Psalm 105, starting from verse 17.
那個歷史呢，我就唔講啦。第十七節佢就話：約瑟被賣為奴仆，人用腳療傷他的腳，他被鐵鏈嚟捆軀。啊，耶和華嘅話試煉佢，直等到他所說的應驗了。二十節，王打發人把他解開。就是治理众民的，把他释放，立他作王家之主，管掌管他一切所有的。
So starting from verse 17, he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave, and they heard his feet with fetters, that he was laid in irons. Until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord refined him. And the king sent and released him, and the ruler of his peoples.And set him free, and he made him lord of his house and ruler over all his possessions.
系啦，呢个就系简单嘅个，呢个就系约瑟。
And so simply, this is the life of Joseph.
啊，或者我要解释一下就系话，约瑟系雅各嘅第十一个仔。
I explained a little bit that Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob.
雅各咧就爱呢个仔多过其他嘅宗子。
Now Jacob loved Joseph more than his other sons。
啊，因此咧，佢特别咧为佢做咗一件五颜六色嘅衣服。
And so Jacob had especially made a multicolored tunic for Joseph。
系啦，咁佢啲哥哥们咧见到个父亲爱呢个细佬多过爱佢哋。他就里面生出了妒忌。
And because these brothers, the other brothers saw how much their father loved this other son, that they became jealous.
Yeah, 又因为呢，约瑟呢，发了两个梦，说，将来呢，我们全家都要向我下拜啊，这样，结果呢，这些兄弟呢，都很嬲他。
And because Joseph also had a dream, two dreams, that they would all someday come to bow down to him. And because of these dreams, the brothers were also very upset with them, angry with them.
唔单止恨佢、妒忌佢，恨到一个地步咧，有一次揾机会咧，将佢直情卖咗俾人咧。
And not only were they jealous of him and despised him, they also took an opportunity to sell him as a slave.
好啦，后来咧就呢班人将佢买咗佢呢班人咧，将佢带到去埃及，然后又转卖俾嗰个法老嘅护卫长。
And so, the brothers sold him to some traders, and once again, the traders sold him to Egypt, and he ended up being sold into the house of Pharaoh's servant.
系啦，但系神祝福佢。佢自己亦都係做事咧，殷勤。咁喺呢個護衛長嘅眼前咧，佢居然咧被重用啊！
But because of his diligence, that the Lord was blessed, and the Lord's blessing, he was heavily used, and he was became a high official among the captain of the guard.
係啦，啊。但系咧就冇错咧，就呢个主母咧好色啊，见到阿约瑟咧就靓仔，咁啊引诱佢。
And but the wife of this captain of the guard, who was the master of Joseph, was lusting after him and tried to what's the word?
但系引诱佢，但系咧佢唔肯低头。
Wanted to seduce him, but Joseph did not say yes to her.
Dumb, 这个主母呢，因奸不遂啊，恼羞成怒啊，叫 叫自己嘅丈夫咧，直情将约瑟咧就拉佢坐监。
And so because this the wife of the captain of the guard was unsuccessful in seducing Joseph, so she told her husband just to send him away, to put him in prison.
咁但係喺監倉嘅裏邊咧，神仍然嘅保守佢，俾佢機會去幫助一從坐監嘅酒證叫呢個酒證咧就官復原職。
But while Joseph was imprisoned, God still watched over him and blessed him. And while Joseph was in prison, he was able to help this a cupbearer who was also imprisoned along with him. And this cupbearer was restored to his position.
但这个酒证做翻官之后咧，竟然咧将阿约瑟忘记咗。
But after this cupbearer was restored, his position was restored, he had forgotten all about Joseph.
咁就咁样样，约瑟又困喺监里边多两年。
And so, just like that, Joseph had to remain in prison for 2 more years.
后来咧，因为佢识得同王解一个梦，结果咧呢个王咧将佢救出监咁样样。
But because of his ability to interpret dreams, he was able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh, and so he was released from prison.
后来呢，就到最后呢，法老呢个王呢，竟然呢将佢提升做全埃及嘅宰相。
And so, in the end, Pharaoh promoted Joseph to become second in command of all of Egypt.
这个王去提升他并非因为他生得靓仔啊，或者是他懂得做事啊，这样，而是因为王发觉到神的灵充满了这个少年人。
And the reason the reason Pharaoh promoted him, not because he was able to do things very well or that he was good in stature, but he promoted him because he saw that the Spirit of God was on Joseph.
从人来看，可能有这个约瑟是先苦后甜，现在呢就飞黄腾达了，这样。
And so from the world's view, you can say, oh, this Joseph, he suffered a lot in the beginning, but now he's out of his suffering and he's made a success of himself.
这个是一个民间的故事啊。如果是这样的话。
If that were the case, then this would just be a story, like a myth or a story of this world, a worldly story.
但是我们今天读圣经的时候，我哋系留意到佢嗰个里边嘅情况，唔系净系指外边嘅呢个一帆或者一帆风顺，或者系荆棘满途。
So we must look deeper into internally what is happening. We don't just look at the surface and the outward, whether a person who lived a very smooth life or one who had a life full of troubles.
正如这个埃及的王发觉到在约瑟的里面充满着什么呢？不是他自己，也不是他的骄傲，不是他的能力，而是充满了神的灵。
So what was it that Pharaoh actually saw in Joseph? It was not his ability or what he was able to do, but he saw the very spirit of God in Joseph.
你有冇睇？你有冇听见我头先讲咁多嘅说话？咁佢呢个十几年嘅呢个颠沛流离嘅生活嘅里边，约瑟有冇一句嘅叹息，一句嘅埋怨喺度咧？
Now, throughout what I've just shared about Joseph's life, throughout all these years, decade even of his very tough and imprisoned life. Did I say anything about how Joseph murmured or he complained about what was going on?
如果系我哋嘅话，我哋系被自己嘅兄弟出卖，又被带到去异乡做奴隶，被主母陷害，被困喺死囚室，被人哋忘记，咁多嘅经历。如果佢有一啲嘅叹息，有一啲嘅愤怒，或者系怨天尤人嘅情绪，我哋系可以理解嘅。
Now, if it was for us to have to go through all that Joseph went through, being sold to a foreign country by his brothers, to be accused by his master's wife and put in prison, and to be forgotten in prison and left there. Now, if Joseph had some complaints or something to murmur about, we would think that's very reasonable.
但系圣经冇记载过一句咁样嘅说话。
But the Bible records no such word from Joseph.
最令我佩服嘅咧，就系佢喺唔同嘅环境、唔同嘅遭遇嘅里边，能够仍然嘅持守嗰个地位，并且系信服神、接受神喺各样事情嘅安排。
And what I admire most there about Joseph is that through all these circumstances, all these different environments that he was in, he was able to hold fast to God's commandments.
佢亦都冇被呢啲恶劣嘅环境、悲惨嘅遭遇嚟改变咗佢嘅初心。
And he also did not allow any of his surroundings, any of his hardships to change his heart.
系啦，因为佢从来都冇离开过神。
Because throughout the entire time, he had never left God.
或者话。佢从来都冇离弃过神，咁样环境啊，我唔要神啦，唔系咁样样，所以神亦都冇离弃佢。
And throughout all those difficult times, he never strayed away, departed from God. And because of this, God never left him.
好多时候呢，一有事情嚟嘅时候，我哋就唔记得咗我哋嘅地位，我哋就自己走出嚟，用自己嘅方法，用血气嚟到处理事情。
And many times, if we were in these circumstances, these situations, we would use our own ability, our own self, our own flesh and blood to get ourselves out of it.
嗱，约瑟嘅经历提醒我哋，即使我哋喺难处嘅当中，我哋仍然要保持自己。常住喺主嘅里边。
And so Joseph reminds us that even in difficult times, we need to hold fast to abide in the Lord.
因为胜过难处嘅方法系主嘅同在。
Because the way to overcome such difficulties is to abide in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论遇见乜嘢嘅事情，大事小事，唔好轻举妄动。第一件，第一步就要翻到去主嘅里边，去摸主嘅意思。
And so, whatever situation, great or small, that you encounter that may be difficult, the first thing we must do is remember to go back to the Lord to grab hold of what he what of him.
头先我今朝早听咗一首嘅诗歌，佢话求主帮助我哋拣选我哋嘅道路。
So a hymn I heard earlier this morning was for one of the lines was to pray to the Lord that he would choose our path for us.
但系冇讲到乜嘢嘅道路啊？系我哋嘅道路，定话神嘅道路？
But it didn't say which path. Is it God's path or our path?
几时我哋摸到主嘅同在，几时我哋就有路可走。
And whenever we can touch, feel the presence of the Lord, then we have a way to go.
嗱，求主帮助我哋，让我哋喺呢个喺啲唔正常嘅环境中，有一个正常嘅态度。
Well, may the Lord help us that through these in these abnormal times to have a very normal attitude.
今日我哋真系处喺一个好不一样嘅环境啊，喺一个极度刺激又唔正常嘅世代。
Now we know, especially in today's time, we live in a very abnormal time.
这个新冠病毒影响着我们的生命，政治的危机影响着我们的生活。
And this COVID, this coronavirus has affected how we live, our health,
our life.
And the political landscape, the pressures are affecting how we live.
在这么不正常的情况下，我们更加要保守我们自己，要活在主的里面。
And in these times, we have to even more hold fast to abiding in the Lord.
所以彼得前书4章7节，那里说，万物的结局近了，你们要谨慎、自守、警醒和祷告。
And so it reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, that the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
所以在这个环境里面，怎么样能够保守我们自己常在主的里面呢？
So in these times today, this environment, how can we hold on to abiding in the Lord?
我们要持守我们的地位。
We need to hold fast to our position.
咁喺彼得前书呢度又讲到，我哋要警醒祷告。
And here also, in 1 Peter reminds us that we need to pray and be a sober spirit.
咁喺讲警醒祷告之前，我先讲咗第二点吓。第二点咧，要住喺主里边嘅秘诀咧，就系要以神嘅话作为我哋生活嘅根据。
And so when before I go to praying, we need to go back to the second point here, abide in the Lord by his words.
要保守自己常住喺主嘅里边，唔能够冇神嘅话作为指导。
In order to hold on to abide in the Lord, we need to abide according to his word.
我哋嘅生活，我哋嘅服侍。 亦都一定要以神嘅话嚟作为根据，以真理作为基础。
And for our service, it has to be according to his word, and according to the truth.
否则嘅话，我哋好容易咧就走自己嘅路噶啦。
Otherwise, it's very easy for us to go on our own way.
Sorry. 否则嘅话咧，我哋就好容易用自己嘅办法。 自己的学问，我们的学识去解决事情。
Otherwise, it's very easy for us to use our own methods, our own intellect, our own abilities to go our own way.
我们刚刚查圣经，查到查过，查完咗尼希米记，之前又读完咗以斯拉记。
And so we just finished our Bible study, studying the book of Nehemiah, and before that, it was the book of Ezra.
神点样使用呢两位神嘅仆人，将犹太人带翻回到去嗰个恢复嘅路上嘅事情咧，我哋已经好清楚噶啦，已经用咗好长嘅时间嚟到查考呢两卷嘅书。So
we've already spent much time to study these two books, and we know how it was that the Lord used them to send the Israelites back on to recovery.
系啦，但系对。 呢两位佢个本人，弟兄姊妹，我哋都唔可以忽略嘅。But
the two individuals themselves, there are certain things that we cannot overlook.
所以以斯拉一出场嘅时候咧，佢嘅事情系记载喺以斯拉记7章嗰度嘅。我哋知道以斯拉佢系出生于巴比伦。
And we know Ezra. We find out more about Ezra's life in the book of Ezra. We know that he grew up. He was born in Babylon.
圣经又话佢系一个敏捷嘅文士，又通达律法嘅。
And we know that Ezra was one who studied the law of the Lord.
嗱，呢个敏捷。 嘅意思咧，唔系话啊，佢写字写得好快啊，做嘢做得好快啊，唔系咁样。
And he is described as a ready scribe, and so that doesn't mean that he's one who does things very fast.
Yeah, 而系话佢对神嘅话咧好熟悉啊，一下子咧就佢就可以领会到神嘅心意嘅咁嘅意思。
And so what it means is he was one with, that was very, he knew the word of the Lord very well. And so he could turn to it quickly.
虽然呢，他是出生在巴比伦，但是他没有巴比伦人那种的反对神啊，不要神啊，对神的话没有兴趣 的生命。
And so he was there during the time where the people of Israel had no interest in going back. They were living in their lives in Babylon.
相反的，他是被神的话所吸引。虽然他是一个不要神的环境的里面，他是被神的话所吸引的。
Now, conversely, even in that environment, he was Ezra was one who was attracted and studied the word of the Lord.
Now, 圣经呢，唔单止呢话俾我哋听，以斯拉呢个人系一位通达耶和华律法嘅人。圣经仲话俾我哋听，佢系点样成为咗一个通达神话语嘅文士。
The Bible tells us that he was one who really knew the laws and the word of the Lord. It also tells us how that came to be.
系啦，冇错。佢点样成为一个熟悉透圣经嘅一个文士呢？无非系。以斯拉记第七章第十节嗰度讲
，And how did he become one so familiar with the laws and the word of the Lord? The book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 10 tells us.
第七章第十节嗰度话，以斯拉系定意考究，遵行耶和华嘅律法嘅。
It tells us there that Ezra firmly resolved.To study the law of the word and to practice it.
意思就係話佢唔跟隨呢個潮流，唔跟隨，唔被呢個環境嚟打倒，卻係立志立定心志去查考神嘅話，並且查考咗之後去遵行神嘅律法嘅。
Meaning that even in these times where no one cared for the word of the law, he had set it in his heart to study and to practice the word of the Lord.
他将他的心对准了神的话，又以神的话为标准，并且去实行。
And so he set the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord as his standard, and he was set it in his heart to practice it.
我们在学校读书的时候，我哋系用我哋嘅头脑嚟读嘅。
And so when we study and we go to school, we use our brains, we use our intellect.
但系喺神嘅面前读圣经咧，却一定要用我哋嘅心。
But as we read God's word, we need to use our hearts.
当我哋将我哋嘅心思都归向神嘅主，归向咗主嘅时候，我哋所读嘅圣经咧。就会有味道，我哋嘅祷告就畅快，同神嘅交通就满咗爱。
That if we set both our mind and our hearts to God's word, then our fellowship, our reading, our prayers will be much more smooth.
以斯拉对神嘅话有好准确嘅认识。
And so Ezra had a very accurate read of the laws of God.
因为这个认识，他知道神想要的是什么。
And because he knew the word of the Lord so well, he knew what the Lord wanted.
就凭着这个认识，他教导当时的以色列民走回去
And because he knew what the Lord wanted, he was able to lead the Israelites back onto that right way.
因此弟兄姊妹，我哋如果要保守我哋自己常住喺主嘅里边，对神嘅话嘅爱慕系唔可以少嘅。
And so in order for us to keep abiding in the Lord, our love of the word of God cannot be missing.
所以这个是第二点。第三点呢，要保守自己常住在主的里面，这个秘诀的第三点是用祷告住入去主的里头。
And that was the second point about his word. And the third one is to abide in the Lord by prayers.
那这一点在尼希米的身上就清楚不过了。And
we see this very clearly in the life of Nehemiah.
不单止在查经班上面我们交通过，在讲台上面弟兄们都交通了。尼希米是一个祷告的人。
That we know not only through Bible study, but even been shared that Nehemiah was one who was a man of prayer. And not only was he a man of prayer, he was a man of constant prayer.
我们从历史上面我们看见，他听到不好的消息，譬如说耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁啦。
And so we know that Nehemiah, whenever he heard some bad news, whether it was the walls the walls of Jerusalem were broken and burned down and they were burned.
回归性下来的人在京城遭遇到大难，受凌辱啊，咁样样，咁佢就坐低哭泣难过。
And when he found out that they were the people returning were being ridiculed and mocked, and he would sit down and fast and he would pray.
他是一个常祷告的人，当他要遇见一个环境，要回答王的问题，但是又不能够马上作出。
And well, he was one who, when he needed to reply immediately to the king and he didn't have a ready answer, that he silently, quietly prayed to the God of heaven. And when they were rebuilding the wall and the enemy came to mock and ridicule and attack them, he also prayed at that time.
我不知道你有没有读过, F.B. Meyer弟兄的见证?
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have read the testimony of F.B. Meyer.
如果你读过呢，你会发觉到他好多时候同人倾紧偈嘅时候呢，倾到一半。 他就会停下来跟他弟兄说，我们好不好，我们祷告一下先。
And so in his testimony, it's oftentimes in the middle of a conversation with someone, he would tell that other person, can we stop now? Maybe we can stop and have a word of prayer.
好像尼希米一样，我真的不知道他们这些
So I don't know for him or for Nehemiah how much of a habit, a practice, how common this was for them. And it wasn't just out of habit, it was because they had the presence of the Lord with them. That they walk so closely with the Lord that at any moment, any time, they can have a conversation and they can speak with the Lord.
保守我们常住在主里面的秘诀。弟兄姊妹，我们再一次的提，我们要做一个敬虔的人，我们要在神的话的里面用心，我们要在祷告的上面同神常常的连在一起。
And again, the secrets or the way to keep abiding in the Lord is one, to be a godly and just man, two, to abide in by his words, and thirdly, to abide and be close, so close to him, to be in prayer constantly with him.
最后我要讲的就是，主说，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
And lastly, I want to share is that when the Lord says to abide in me, I shall abide in you.
这个是一个要求，是主的要求。
And this is
the, yeah, go ahead.
And now this is a commandment, a request from the Lord.
但是我们要主动的站稳在我们的地位的上面，以神的话作为我们的导航器。以祷告将我们同主连在一起。
And so for us, we need to actively stand in that position to use that as our kind of our guiding GPS in order to direct our way.
以祷告将我们同神连在一起。
And to use prayer to connect us with God.
这个是秘诀。
And this is the secret.
所以我最后要送给你一节嘅圣经。
And so lastly, I want to share with everyone a verse.
约翰一书第二章第五节。
And it's found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 5.
凡遵守主道的，爱神嘅心在他里面实在是完全的。从此我哋知道，我们是住在主里边。
But whoever follows his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected, and by this we know that we are in him.
我哋低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
多谢主，你俾我哋嘅说话。
Thank you, Lord, for the words that you've given us.
我哋更要多谢你，你将你自己俾咗我哋。
And even more so, we thank you for giving yourself to us.
你成为了我们的避难所，你是我们的磐石，你是我们的高台。
You are our shelter, you are our rock, and you've lifted us up.
主啊，在你的里面，我们有通达的路，在你的里面，满有了恩典。
And in you, we have a way, and in you, you're full of grace.
因此我们渴慕住在你的里面。
And we hunger, desire to live, abide in you.
让我们这个日子，我们的一生都能够彰显你自己的荣耀。
That in these days we are able to manifest your glory.
成为一个见证人，叫你得着高举。
And so that we may be a testimony, a witness, that you may be manifest and you may be glorified.
但愿你将你这个话放在我们的里面，炼净我们，叫我们成为一位你所喜悦的人。
And may you place these words in our hearts, so that we may be ones who are pleasing to you.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
And we pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.